Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the Word audio devotional. Today's topic in the series on trust is Benefits of Trusting in God, Part 5. And our anchor scripture is taken from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 17, verses 7 and 8. But blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in Him. They will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fail when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit. The last day, we started discussing the benefits of trusting God, looking at the picture God gave us through the prophet Jeremiah. We agreed that the person who trusts in God will always have their visuals right. And we explained all about that. Today, we'll continue to paint the picture in our mind. What does a tree planted by water look like? There are two things I want us to see from the scripture. First, a tree planted by the water is actually planted. To plant is to fix or place in a specified position. It is a deliberate positioning. The tree described in our anchor scripture is deliberately positioned. A man who trusts the Lord will be led by Him and can be confident that he is deliberately positioned on his job, in his family, in his church, or wherever he finds himself. Why does this matter? It matters because, as cliched as the saying is, your location determines or guarantees your allocation. I really do not like cliches, but this one is the truth. Who put you where you are? I'll just leave that there. The next thing I want to speak about is that a tree planted by the water, by its very description, is never far away from supply. It is impossible for such a tree to be stranded. You see why I said location determines allocation? If a tree is planted by the water, it can never be far away from supply. All the tree needs to do is send out its roots in the direction of the water. It will not need to keep running from place to place looking for food or supply. It will not matter how bad the atmospheric conditions are, because as long as its roots are intact and the stream never dries, it is sorted. The man who fears the Lord is like this tree. He is planted in a location, and no amount of austerity can cause him to wither. He will always, always find a way to supply through his roots. For someone listening in this morning, I encourage you, pray about your location. Pray about your job. Pray about your church. Pray about your location. Tell the Lord that He should show you where and what you should do, and then promise to obey Him when He does. For the man who trusts in the Lord can never be stranded in the place where he is planted. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your word this morning. Please continue to take all the glory, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you are blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minuteaudiodevotional.com. Remember, wrapped up in God's word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.